From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis has begun his first full day in Cuba, holding Mass today in Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. Hundreds of thousands of people thronged the streets leading to the square in order to see the Holy Father arrive. The Mass is being performed near a massive image of Cuba's revolutionary leader, Che Guevara. Also today, Cuban President Raul Castro, will speak with the Pope. And also the Pope is expected to visit Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, and later pray with a group of priests and church officials before speaking to young people. The Pope arrived in Havana yesterday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured the Pope in his welcoming remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, the Pope travels to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama and addresses a joint session of Congress as well as the United Nations in New York. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring a four-day-old military coup, bring an end to the four-day-old military coup that overthrew a transitional civilian government. Supporters of the military stormed the hotel in the city this morning and fought briefly with opponents of the group, as well as its leader, General Gilbert Diendere. However, it was a group of soldiers loyal to the general who jumped at the defense of some opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. This violence comes on the day that mediators were working to end the political unrest in the West African nation and were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. Benin President Thomas Boni Yayi, who was there negotiating. This is VOA News. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the U.S. and its coalition partners have left Turkey, entering northern Syria, there to take on Islamic State insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure must be decided through negotiation. Mr. Kerry, speaking Saturday in London.
We talked about a number of ideas that we have for how to use this moment where Russia appears to be more committed to doing more against ISIL, to find ways to move towards the political settlement. That's the objective.
He also urged both Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate his departure in order to end the country's civil war. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas motivated a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats. Elsewhere, Austria is bracing for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began transporting migrants to the Austrian border. Pro-refugee protesters in Sydney this weekend called for the Australian government to do more to assist Syrian migrants, but in certain quarters, there remains strong opposition to Middle Eastern asylum seekers. Are any changes likely under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull? Experts say major policies are not likely forthcoming after the new Prime Minister earlier made this statement about his predecessor's efforts to stop people smugglers from bringing asylum seekers ashore.
Restoring the security on our borders has been an extraordinarily important step, enabling us, for example, to offer the increased and generous arrangements for Syrian refugees last week.
Immigration is one of Australia's most divisive issues, and the new Prime Minister, who is progressive, is well aware that tough asylum policies helped Conservatives to win a decisive election in 2013. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians in the capital, Sana'a. The Saudi coalition, which includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the U.S., began fighting rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls this weekend to vote for a new government. The election pits the leftist Syriza party, led by former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy party of Vangelis Memarakis. The election is the third this year and was triggered when Tsipras resigned last month after the citizens grew upset with him over not resisting European creditor demands of more austerity measures. You'll remember that Greece has borrowed billions of dollars and is not in great likelihood going to be paid back without help. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.